Norwich-based Rachel MacArthur pursued a busy and exciting career as an army nurse, serving all around the world. When she returned to Norwich, she made the most of her skills and set up a chiropody business in her own home. Chris Gillam met her to find out more about her careers and experience.
Rachel, thanks very much for agreeing to speak to us. I'm sure that our listeners will be very keen to know what a podiatrist actually does.
Yes, podiatrist is a terminology for somebody that looks after feet, lower legs, and everything to do with cutting toenails, verrucas, minor surgery they do now as well. It's a degree course now. The last 3 or 4 years, you have to go to university for a 3-year degree to qualify as a podiatrist. And in the 3 years that they're at university, they learn a whole host of exciting things that we actually didn't do in such detail when I did my course back in the 90s.
Okay, well, that's great. So that you used to be called a chiropodist.
That's right, yes. That was the term
but
we used.
But it's now a podiatrist.
That's right.
You were in the army, I think.
I was in the army for 10 years.
But you joined the army as a nurse.
I did, yes. I qualified in 86 and decided I wanted to do something.
That was at Addenbrookes. You did your training.
Yeah, that's right, Addenbrookes in Cambridge. And decided I wanted to do something a little bit exciting. So I decided to join the army as a nurse. And joined as a nursing officer, in fact, because I was already qualified, and spent the next 10 years travelling around the world nursing.
So you worked in some very interesting places.
I did. We had British military hospitals all over the world then. The Cold War was still on, so we had a lot of postings in Germany. I was in two different postings in Germany. I did a couple in England, Woolwich and Catterick, and I was very fortunate to get to Hong Kong before they closed it at the British military hospital there, and had a fabulous 2-year tour, seeing the whole of Southeast Asia, and looking after some wonderfully interesting tropical diseases, etc., at the hospital.
Oh, sounds absolutely fascinating.
It was.
How long are you actually in the army for?
I did 10 years
as
a nurse, and left when I was pregnant with my second child.
Right.
I grew up in Eton and went to school in Norwich, then left Norwich to go to Addenbrookes and didn't really ever come back, other than when my mother fell ill, we wanted to come back here and so I could look after her. And that's when I set up my business, because I'd left the army by then.
Yes. And you qualified, though, as a podiatrist in the army, didn't you?
I qualified...
Or just after you left the army?
Just after I left, it was, yes, because it was a course that I did once I'd left the army. You can't do those courses anymore because you have to go to university for it now.
Right, right. But then because your mother wasn't well, you came back to Norwich and you brought your family up here.
That's right. As I grew up here, I was very happy to bring my children up here. It's a lovely city to bring kids up in. My husband, being a Scottish mountaineer, was a little bit upset that we'd come to the flattest county in the whole of the country, I think. But he was still serving in the army at the time. So he then transferred to a job at the Army Careers Office in Magdalen Street. And he worked there for 3 years doing that job while I was setting up my business here.
So really, it was a brave move to set up your own business?
It was, yes. It seemed a natural transition, though. Very sad to leave nursing, but I didn't want to do the hours that they had anymore. So I had to work full-time as a nurse, starting very early, long shifts, and I decided that I'd like to do something that I was a bit more in control of, so I started my own business.
So a combination of marriage, bringing up a young family, running your own practice, that must have all been quite hard work.
Yes, I say so, but as a nurse, you're used to hard work. That's one thing that is never an issue for people that are nurses. So I set about it with a great gusto and challenge for me. It was fine. I enjoyed it.
And you've done it in your own home too.
Yes, when we bought this house, we saw the potential to build a nice little surgery at the back here of the garage, and it works really, really well.
And it's a change from 12-hour shifts, I suppose.
I'll say. Now, I'd done that for many, many years. I was sad to leave nursing, but it just seemed better to work with my own timings. I could make the school sports days and all the things I had to go to with the children at school, and it was much easier to work it around that way.
And do you enjoy, you obviously enjoy what you do.
I love my job. I do. I feel I've found my niche now. I love chatting to people still. I miss that from the nursing side of things. And I still love the contact that I have with my clients that come. And because they come back regularly, you build up a lovely rapport with people. So yes, now I very much enjoy it.
And you still have time for some exotic holidays?
Yes, we like our holidays. We do like our holidays. So yes, we always factor in time each year to go away to somewhere nice.
And you do a lot of walking?
Yes, yes. And with the dog, we've got a new dog now, so we walk a lot with the dog, go on lovely walking holidays. And it's all wonderful.
That's absolutely great. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us. And it's been very, very interesting indeed.
You're very welcome. No problem.
Chris Gillam was talking to podiatrist Rachel MacArthur.